Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I am with Mansa Musa from MoneySmartLife.org. And Mansa, we're continuing our series about home ownership, and today we're going to talk about your credit cards.
Yeah, when it comes to getting a mortgage, qualifying for a mortgage, credit cards can have a huge impact on that process. They really impact your credit score. They certainly will impact your debt-to-income ratio. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about credit card best practices. Things that if you have credit cards, you should be doing anyway or striving to do. Now, Americans have $915 billion of credit card debt.
Wow.
That's how ubiquitous and universal credit cards have become. And the average American has $5,195 of credit card debt.
Yeah, that's about right.
So in that backdrop, let's talk about what the best practices are for credit card debt. The first thing you should do is pay your balance in full every month.
Right.
And I know how that sounds after I just said the average American has $5,000 worth of credit card debt. But we're talking about best practices. So you should try to pay your balance in full every month. The next thing you want to do is use your credit card for reoccurring bills, such as utilities, cable, and those kind of things. Now, once again, understand this is with the backdrop that you're paying your balance in full every month. You're not charging your electric bill and maintaining a balance. That's hustling out of the world backwards. You don't want to do that.
Exactly.
The next thing you want to do, or best practice for credit cards, is to check your credit score. Mm-hmm. Most credit cards now will give you what your ACE score is so you can have some idea. The next thing you want to do is reward yourself or get cash back. You know, you can get travel miles,
right.
You can get fuel points, or you can just get cash back. But once again, those benefits only benefit you if you're not carrying a balance.
Okay.
It doesn't make sense to get cash back at 1.5% and pay 18% interest.
Exactly.
The next best practice is to keep your balance below 10% of your limit.
Right.
If you're going to carry a balance, try to keep it below 10% of your limit. The next one is to increase your credit limits strategically.
Okay.
The higher your limits, the lower your balance to limit ratio is. But you just don't want to go willy-nilly doing that, because each time you ask for a credit limit increase, you will get a hard inquiry for that.
Oh, that's right.
So be strategic about it. And be pretty confident that you're going to be able to achieve it so you don't waste a hard inquiry.
Exactly.
And the final best practice we'll talk about today is to check your statements monthly. You can't ignore them, because credit cards are subject to fraud. And you want to make sure there's no unknown charges on your credit card. So once again, get out of credit card debt. It is expensive.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're carrying a balance, that reduces the amount of credit that you have available to you. There's a ton of strategies on how to address this on our website at moneysmartlife.org, or check out our YouTube channel under the same name, and also takecontroltuesday.com. to catch the archives on any of these shows.
I'm going to have to reestablish some of those practices. Mansa, thank you so much.
Thank you.